They come from the bowels of hell, a transformed race of walking dead, zombies guided by a master plan for complete domination of the Earth. Plan 9 from outer space. Starring the most nightmarish cast ever, Bela Lugosi, the seductive Vampira, and Tor Johnson as the Walking Dead.
Turn off your electro gun! No! No! Stop him, Dennis!
I can't get it, it's jammed!
Grab him, you fool!
Bullets bounce off their bodies. Rockets, missiles, jets cannot stop their death ships. What earthly power can stop this terror?
Write the Box with Chris on WMFO.
In Medford. Got to put that in there to have a station ID that's correct. All right, let me hit this. You're listening to Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Have more coffee. Have more coffee. We just finished up with some Bonzo Dog Doodah Band with I'm the Urban Spaceman. And thanks to Chuck for calling in, because he reminded me that sadly Neil Innes had passed away just recently. So we played a couple in memory of him. Played Ouch by the Ruddles. I can actually remember when that came on TV back in like 78. I think I had a cassette of that album. Anyways, we started things out with the Velvet Underground. And Nico with I'm Waiting for the Man, 1967. Verve, some Sex Pistols. Holiday in the Sun, never mind the bollocks, here's the Sex Pistols. I was rummaging around TV over the last couple of weeks, and I found this streaming channel called Tubi with a documentary on the Sex Pistols and never mind the bollocks, here's the Sex Pistols LP, and the trials and tribulations that they had trying to get that out. Them by request with Gloria, the mono version from the Complete Them compilation, 64 to 67, originally released in 1966. As I said, we played some Ruddles and Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. We got just a little less than an hour to go here. I've had a few people reaching out, making requests, and when I was thinking about the Ruddles and I was playing the Plan 9 from Outer Space thing there, I was thinking about a couple movies that you could never, ever, ever make these days. And I think I'll be playing the soundtrack to one of them. At least the main title of this one.
He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way. When outlaws ruled the West and fear filled the land, a cry went up for a man with guts to take the West in hand. They needed a man who was brave and true, with justice for all as his aim. Then out of the sun rode a man with a gun, and Bart was his name. Yes, Bart was his name. He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light.
If I get pregnant, I'll kill you.
Maybe shoddy rock, moving through the darkness, dressed in black. You don't wanna love me, and I don't wanna love you right back. I love my mama, for my dignity and pride. My mama really let me down, she kissed me and she died. Job, I had a girl, but could not lay by the rules. Now I'm on the run in 17 states, and you know what? That ain't too cool. My daddy was a preacher, told me I was a small sin. I spent my whole life proving I'm better than him. Whoa!
Paperback Writer by the Beatles, released as a single in 1966, did not make it to an album in the United States until 1968, when it was placed on the Hey Jude LP, compilation of some of their singles and, well, mostly all singles, maybe, I don't know. I have it somewhere. But we started out with some Frankie Lane, with the signature main title to Blazing Saddles. Movie that love watching. Probably no one has the guts to make these days. The Breakers with Riot Act off of Wicked Cool Records 2011. The Peppermint Rainbow. When I heard that the other day, I thought it was the Cow Sills. I had to look it up. Will You Be Staying After Sunday from 1969 Decca LP. Yeah, I can see them on like the Ed Sullivan Show back then. With a really big shoe. Debo. Debo. D-E-B-O. Come Back, Joni. From the Are We Not Men? We Are Devo. 1978 Warners. It's a pretty cool video, too, if you've ever seen it. And the old guys in the video that you see are guys, I guess, they just pulled out of a bar and put in the video. As I said, we finished up some Beatles with Paperback Writer. I got some comedy coming up next, only because I got another song I wanted to play, but when I was looking up the band, one of the words kind of caught me and made me start thinking of some old comedy. So I'll be coming up next on Strike the Box with Chris. That's me on WMFR Method 91.5 FM.
bored with your present job? Would you like to meet new people and lots of them? Well, now you can get the big bucks without getting a big break if you enroll now at...
Hello, Revere Academy of Receptionists. Rosie speaking.
Yes, the Revere Academy of Receptionists.
There, you and a lot of other girls you'll probably hate, especially if Angela Gagliardi is still there, will train to be a very high-class executive administrative assistant. Oh, like a gal Friday, right?
At the Revere Academy of Receptionists, you'll learn the most important receptionist techniques on the North Shore.
Like how to get great nails, how to get big hair, right? And how to get all the best gossip on Boston's most eligible bachelors and what companies they work for, because, I mean, we all want to work, but not forever, right?
You'll learn proper phone etiquette.
I mean, he says I don't have a brain, but, well, I got a brain, okay? Good afternoon, overhead door.
You'll even learn how to answer multiple phone lines in one office location.
Hello, Mr. Blasio's private line. Can I... Oh, I mean, Revere Concrete. Rosie speaking.
And how to become an important cog in the wheels of a modern office environment.
Hello, Mr. Breisacker is still on a conference call. He's still in a meeting. When will he be through? Well, how many quarters you got left anyway?
All this could be yours with just one phone call to 1-800-REVERE.
Right, if you want to sit around all day, talk on the phone and get paid for it, well, what are you waiting for, right? Enroll today at the Revere Academy of Receptionists.
Here's that number again.
What number? Oh, I mean, I didn't know. I mean, my pen doesn't work, right? So, like, could you call me back in 5 minutes? Thanks a lot. Bye.
Here's that number again. 1-800-REVERE. The Revere Academy of Receptionists.
Right.
In a little town in Idaho, way back in 61, a man was frying burgers. Gee, it seemed like lots of fun. But to his friend, the bun boy, he confessed its misery. I think I'd like to start a group, so come along with me and all you stations across the nation. Please play our records for your congregation. Band soon started booming. They were raking in the coin. They found a few musicians and persuaded them to join. And Paul Revere decided, since they had such newfound fame, we need a fancy title. And the Raiders they became. And all you stations across the nation, please play our records for your congregation. They soon packed up for Hollywood to reap their fortunes there. The streets aren't really paved with gold and you can't live on air. And then Dick Clark approached them, said, I know a thing or two. I'll put you on a TV show and make big stars of you. And all you stations across the nation, please play our records for your congregation. Things are going groovy, and we really can't complain. Though the pace of rock and rolling nearly drives us all insane. And everybody's pushing, saying, give it all you can. Come to think of it, our business manager's our biggest fan. And all you stations across the nation, please play our records for your congregation.
Rascals, as opposed to the Rascals. I ain't gonna eat out my heart anymore. It says here 2004, but we know that's incorrect. I will be tweaking the playlist later on this afternoon to reflect the correct dates of release. But we did start back a little ways there with Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers with Born to Lose, 1977. Tom Sandman. I wonder what Tom Sandman's doing these days. Is he still around the Boston scene? Revere Academy Receptionist. Ripped off from a WBCN radio skit. Paul Revere and the Raiders with Legend and Paul Revere off their greatest hits. I'm just playing all kinds of bubblegum music today, aren't I? Classic Ruins, 1 plus 1 is less than 2. This is here 1980. As I said, the Young Rascals, that's what we finished up with. We have just less than a half an hour to go here, so I should just get back to the music. I have another PSA I'm supposed to be doing here. What's this one say? No, we don't want that one. How about walking? Yeah, walking. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, such as around here, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation, because you know how reliable or unreliable the T is. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And as you can see, my background music has ended here, so I need to shut up and get back on with the music.
You make me laugh and make me sad. My soul and hurt me bad. I got my wish when I got out, but now there's this I fantasize about. I miss your loving every night. I miss your loving every night. I miss your loving every night. I miss your loving. Come on, hold me tight. Out to meet my friends, you'd get a kiss.
from the start. She said she'd never hurt me, but then she turned around and broke my heart. Let me do it. She laughed when I was crying. It was such a joke to see the way it hurt. Why am I standing here, missing her and wishing she were here? Hey! She only did me wrong. Hey! I'm better off alone.
Enchantment pour out of every door. No, it's just on the street where you live. Oh, the towering feeling just to know. You may suddenly appear. People stop and stare. They don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go.
Romper, Stomper, Bomper, Boo, tell me, how are you? I see a lot of people listening out there today. Thanks to Brian, Dean, Nick, Phil, Mike, Diane, Pam, and Kim, and a lot of other people who checked in. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Makes the show even more fun. Funny, yeah? Funny-er. Funny. Funny, haha. Funny what? I don't know. Anyways, we just finished up with some Vic Damone. Off a compilation called Mad Men Volume 1, originally released in 1956. On the Street Where You Live is the name of the song I was playing. I knew I would get to it sooner or later. We started off with Dean Landau, I Miss You Lovin', digital single. And I didn't write the year down. So, Dean, sorry about that. But go to Bandcamp and check out Dean Landau. That's Landew. Hopefully he'll be releasing some music soon in 2020 here. We had Stupidity with Girl Named Mo off of the I Need You Like a Hole in My Head LP, 2007. The Launderettes, Girls in New Jersey off of Getaway, 2013. Wicked Cool Records. Tex and the Horseheads. Go West, Young Man. Go West, Young Man. Off of the soundtrack Hell Comes to Your House Part 2, 1984. And if anybody can tell me, Go West, Young Man, was that a song made up by Texcala Jones and the group, or is that a cover? I don't know. I've tried to look for it, and it's just hard. So if maybe Nick might know out there. But the name of the song is Go West, Young Man. Been looking for that on that LP for a long time. The Monkees, She from More of the Monkees, 1966, Colgums. As I said, we finished out with some Vic Damone. And my time is up here, so I got to get moving. Hey, check out the Strike the Box Show page and group if you can. I may be here next week. I'm not going to be around town, I don't think, in 2 weeks. So I'm going to try and squeeze in another show next Thursday. I'm running out of time here. Everybody have a safe weekend. Hopefully we won't have too much snow, because that's what I'm hearing is coming. Good God, no. All right, that's it for me. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you maybe in a week. Bye-bye.
Swinging, dance to the music, all the way. Is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
We now return control of your television set to you until next week at this same time when the control voice will take you to
Break the Box with Chris.
Whip them, Luke Scoop, son of a gun. Our show is over, but we have had fun. Mad Daddy here saying thanks to you all. It's been a fun hour. I've had a ball. We'll return next week, and the way I figure this crazy wavy show's gonna be better and bigger. You can help me, frantic friend, to achieve that worthy end.